Good morning. Good morning. Is this Bishop?
Nope, Ken, it's Robert. How you doing?
Hey, Robert. How are you?
Good.
All right. Bishop Clarence Harris is going to be. He's showing up, but he hasn't called in yet. So maybe I should send him a message. So what's going on with you? What good news do you have to share with me?
Plug it away. I guess the biggest thing, we have a $500 package that we designed called a website starter kit, and it's a year of hosting, and you know, Website Baker installed and up and running, and some of our modules that we custom built, like a tag cloud module and some other things that we provide, as well as our back end training. So it's a really good deal.
Okay. Back end. So why'd you decide to? Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Rodney Sampson.
Hey, Rodney, how are you?
Doing well. Very well.
This is Ken. Okay, we have Dr. Robert Joseph on the call and Rodney Sampson. Rodney, why don't you introduce yourself, and I'll have Robert do the same.
Okay. Rodney. Good morning. How you doing, Robert?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Rodney?
I'm doing very well. Good.
There's a hesitation there. Sure?
He's not sure. This online stuff is kind of new. I don't know who I'm talking with. I'm not sure. Maybe Rodney says, well, maybe you should tell me about you first before I tell you about myself.
Oh, no. I thought you meant just a hello introduction, not a...
Oh, no. You can... Okay. A little bit.
You want your full resume.
Get up here.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Now, I'm familiar with the process. Okay. Pleased to be here. Rodney Sampson, serial entrepreneur for, you know, most of my own life. And someone else just jumped in, so we probably should pause.
Don't worry about it. No, it's okay. Go ahead. You can.
Yeah, this is Bishop Harris. Good morning, everyone.
All right. Okay. So we had a couple of people. So we had one person hadn't introduced themselves besides Bishop Harris. Who else has joined us has not introduced himself?
George Ishii.
George Ishii, how are you, George?
I'm alive and kicking.
All right. That's a good sign. All right, so I guess we got a quorum. Let's get it started. Why don't we introduce ourselves and answer the question, what is it that you do and how do you do it? What is it that you do and how do you do it? And we'll let Robert start off, and then we'll do Rodney and Bishop Harris and George Ishii. So,
Rodney, Robert, Dr.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, Rodney, you got a reprieve.
Okay. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Anyway.
My name is Robert Joseph. And one of the companies I own is a company called Glue Life, GLULIFE. And our basic motto is to empower entrepreneurs through technology. What that translates into is being able to help entrepreneurs get on the web and build websites very quickly, very easily, and then have them be self-sufficient with it. So we help you to, if you have a website, to transition that website to a content management system that allows you to, you know, have that idea in the middle of the night and go to your site and change it, or to have your assistant or somebody else that you're working with make changes to your website so that you're not a slave to your webmaster. If you don't have a website, then we can get you up and running with the website and all the instructions on how to use it so that you drive away with that new car smell. And that's what we do.
All right.
Robert Joseph, Glue Life.
All right.
Very good.
Rodney Sampson, you've got it. What is it that you do and how do you do it?
Okay. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've been building businesses, companies from the ground up for 10 years now. This has involved new media, online broadcast, mobile applications, Web 2. One of my current ventures is part owner in eastfactor.com, which is a fastest growing social network for entrepreneurs. by entrepreneurs. We just kind of exploded past 700,000 member mark from over 120 nations, about 100 different industries. I do this ultimately by building key relationships, nourishing those relationships, bringing value to people along the way, and then I guess it reciprocates itself.
All right.
And that's the story.
All right, and there'll be more to share, Robert and Rodney, and let me see, who is next? Bishop Clarence Harris. Bishop Harris.
Yes.
Who are you?
Who am I?
And why are you here?
It's an enigma, but I will tell you a little bit about me. So I'm the president and CEO of Diversity International Television Network, and we are an educational network addressing most of America's systemic educational problems at all levels, from elementary school all the way to the baby boomers, the Gray Panthers, they're also known as. We're also dealing with international trade and new commerce development as far as amongst the youth globally as well. Where we do our business is primarily through broadcasting, TV, ATTV, cell phone video distribution, as well as standard cable.
I can't hear here. Go ahead, Bishop.
As I said, I'm standard cable and satellite, and our goal is to raise the American educational level from the fourth grade level to anything higher than that, and to be competitive in the global market.
Welcome, Bishop. It's been a while.
Yes. I've been on the road, always having fun, and always on the run.
All right. George Ishii, what is it that you do, and how do you do it, George?
Well, I'm a serial marketer, and I have two companies, my Small Steps to Big Results, but I'm tagging back in my Plumtree Marketing and created a new stimulus package to get people back to work, and it's a combination of getting people to work as independent consultants and then offering the ability for people to create their e-story, and instead of trying to talk to customers one-on-one, we'll put it online and make sure they get through it, get to know you, and then we'll hand them right back to you when they get through that so you can go do what you do best, and that's called closed accounts with an e-story.
Okay, so should I put that website up?
Should you put it up? Sure. PlumtreeMarketing.com.
Okay. Well, I got that one. All right.
If people are looking for a job, it's moremoneybygeorge.com.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say, but I'll put this one up for right now. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Great. Hugh Massey, welcome, you.
Hi, Ken. How are you today?
Pretty good.
That's good.
Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you do and how do you do it?
Yep, Hugh Massey, and the primary company I have is DNA Behavior, and its website is dnabehavior.com, and we are a human capital solutions company, and we are all about helping people improve their personal performance and organizational performance, and that starts with, and how we do that is starting with very powerful human behavioral profiles that give people great personal understanding, and if you're a business also, gives us great insights as to where the business strengths and struggles are.
Okay, excellent. So we've had a number of people introduce themselves. I just want to open it up and see who has questions or comments based on what was shared. Robert, Rodney, George, Bishop Harris, any questions or comments so far?
Yeah, this is Robert, and I have a question for Rodney. You said it's East Factor, or what's the name of the website?
Yes, East Factor, www.efactor.com.
Oh, East Factor.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and can you tell a little bit more about what that website is or how it works?
Sure, absolutely. E-Factor, that is, the core technology is social networking. It's built on a Web 2.0 platform. That's kind of the fundamental layer one, is connecting entrepreneurs with like-minded kind of behaviors, et cetera. And then on top of the social networking, we've developed a set of tools that we believe as serial entrepreneurs are newer to the benefit of other entrepreneurs, in essence helping them become successful, you know, in their business. For instance, we have an entrepreneur's mind challenge test, about 15 minutes kind of test where you are as an entrepreneur. Beyond that, we have what we call our knowledge class membership, where members pay $15 a month, and they get access to all of our live events that we host in different cities around the world. And then we have our High Road and First Class membership, which is we're pretty excited about. We just rolled out, which allows our basic members. And basic membership is free, but what if you want to experience some of the other site functionalities or some of the other premium memberships, you upgrade from there. And the High Road and First Class memberships allow access to private golf clubs, dining clubs, business clubs, literally around the world through two joint ventures that we've formed that ultimately allow access for entrepreneurs into spaces where, you know, they can connect people if they're raising capital or, you know, they're hosted meetings or potential clients. So ultimately our goal is to, you know, build entrepreneurs at those core levels.
Got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Excellent. And what other questions or comments are out there? Well, I know we got a nice group of people. Paul Lawrence Vance has just joined us. Who else has questions or comments? Because there's some really powerful people on right now. Going once. Going twice. All right. Paul, are you there?
I'm there. How you doing, Kenneth?
How you doing, Paul? Paul interviewed me last Tuesday, and he's just now recovering. So
I had the time of my life. I had
so
a ball.
Paul, why don't you introduce yourself to the people here? Tell us what it is that you do and how do you do it.
Okay, great. Great question, Kenneth. My name is Paul Lawrence Van, and I am a professional speaker, author, as well as radio host, and what I do is professional speaking. I go out and speak to corporations, to associations, government agencies, educational institutions, and I deliver a wealth of programs, leadership, wealth building, and workplace diversity. And right now I'm in the process of pulling together a live TV show, so that's taken up quite a bit of my time lately, but I'm having a lot of fun. And Kenneth, that interview with you last week was out of sight. It was fantastic. You are a man of passion.
I try to be, man. Such 8 o'clock in the morning right now.
It's all good.
But thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Quite welcome.
Very often I get to see interviews. I'm always being the interviewer. So welcome, Paul. All right.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to learning more.
All right. And so why don't we go around, and I'm going to bring up Paul's website here in a minute. There might be some new things going on with your business, and so my question to you guys is, what is new and exciting in your business right now that you'd like to share? So the question is, what is new and exciting, and if you can give your name your company, and then answer the question. You have 60 seconds to answer the question. So, Robert, Dr. Joseph, my technology guru, what's new and exciting in your business?
Hi, my name's Robert Joseph. The company is Glue Life, GLULIFE. And I guess the most exciting thing in our business right now is that we have a website starter kit that we will literally just get somebody set up with a content management system so that they can build a website that is very easily extendable. And it's a Web 2.0 website. It comes with a year of hosting, with our back-end training videos that takes you through how to do different things. It comes with a content management system already set up with the domain name. And all you really need to do is to log on and pour in your content. And we show you how to do that. So that's the thing. Oh, and it's only $500. So yeah. we actually, you know, I tell people, you know, how much is it to have, you know, an MIT grad helping you with establishing your business? And, you know, you get us with that. And both my partner and I, that's where we come from.
Robert has a number of, I think I've interviewed him two or three times, and some of those, all those podcasts are available on my website page, and so I encourage everybody to tune in, I mean, to listen to some of those, and if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to have my website and understand the back end. So if I need anything done, I don't have to put a chin in or request and wait, you know, 1 or 2, 3 months to get it resolved or get it approved. It's right there, and I have to thank Robert for that. So thank you, Robert. All right. Thanks. He's got a website starter kit. Excellent. All right. So, Rodney, you're next. What's new and exciting for you and your business, Rodney?
Well, definitely a pleasure to be here. One of the things we pride ourselves in is definitely connecting, in person, because we believe all online networking should eventually, you know, in business, realize itself offline. So we have an event in Atlanta on April the 2nd on financing startups. So we pulled together a really good group of folks to talk to us about financing for startups. And so that event information is on the main page of the homepage. So if you're in the ATL area, definitely I encourage you to check it out, and perhaps we can meet in person. The more exciting thing, I believe, is the joint venture that I spoke about earlier with two companies, one called LineCard, which is based out of the United Kingdom in Europe, and the other one is ClubCorp. And they are basically a conglomerate of private business clubs, like, for instance, here in New York, that would be the Rainbow Room, one of their clubs in Atlanta would be the Buckhead Club, and also different golf clubs or what have you, that you, by becoming a premium member at the E-Factor, you get access to these, what we call E-Factor lounges, where we believe E-Factor members will begin to congregate in these lounges and to do more business offline as well. So we're very, very excited about just being able to provide access to emerging entrepreneurs, typically the people who experience the, you know, kind of the private access or private club life are more established entrepreneurs. So now we're hoping to connect the two and get folks in front of people who they need to help, you know, realize their dreams. And we call that the High Road Club and first class membership. And all of that is at the site. It's free to join, so hopefully all the entrepreneurs on the phone today will join, complete their profiles, and start doing business.
All right, then. Thank you, Rodney. And who is next? Bishop Harris, what's new and exciting in your business?
Well, we're letting the good times roll at Diversity International Television Network. Of course, the scope of our operations, of course, being global, and the task that we have at hand has caused me to be very, very adamant about really laying a solid foundation for growth and development for the next decades to come. But one of the things that will happen is that in the interim, we've really positioned ourselves, you know, in the Atlanta market to transform Atlanta, Georgia, into the new Hollywood of the South, which is one of our core desires and goals and objectives. And one step towards that direction is that right now we are looking at the final development of our 50 studio, TV studio base that we have in Atlanta, and our operations center will also involve the technology clouds, internet portals, and all forms of educational formats we use to link the world together in a global social community. And so I'm speaking, I guess, many people's language that's already spoken so far, you know, towards education. And to bring in third world countries and first world countries, linking them up through the internet portal and through our television programming, which is designed to basically combat the dysfunction that is being propagated by our current media today. We're going to bring really wholesome education to help families and single parents and others who cannot assist their children with their homework. We will link up with television networks as well as educational institutions globally to help students online and through other formats, even through their cell phone, to assist them in their academic pursuit. So we have a grandiose product, a great adventure, and our desire is to make Atlanta, Georgia, the new Hollywood of the South, and starting from Atlanta, transform the world.
All right, excellent, excellent. I'm on the board working with Bishop Harris. I'm excited he's on the call this morning. So who is next? Let me see. George Ishii. What's new and exciting in your business?
Well, I have to admit, folks, every time I get on this call, you guys probably hear a different sales pitch from me.
Hey, George.
Hey, Clarence, how you doing, man? Great to hear from you.
Hey, you.
Well, the
you're not evolving, you're not growing, but go ahead.
Well, the whole point is, if we're, you know, we can talk to each other one-on-one like this, but now we're starting to take some of our marketing and systematize it so we can tell our story one time the same way every time, and not just make it one-to-one, but make it one to the world. So imagine if you were interviewed and could capture your story, because every one of us, as I sit and listen, has a unique story that's just pretty darn amazing. And imagine if you can capture that story, put it into an e-story, put it on the web, have it built out in little chapters, and then you could have massive amounts of people coming and listening to your story, learning all about you, and then when they learn about you and get up to speed, and they know what makes you so good now, then you get handed back that customer right at the moment when they finish that story so you can go close your business. That's what we're doing and offering to businesses now to help them bust through this economy garbage that we got going on right now, and it allows people to go from a one-to-one relationship to a one-to-many, because it's all about once they hear your story, then that's what really is the glue that makes people buy from you. So we're automating that process and helping people kind of take it and go from our IC leads program to our IC traffic to our IC marketing to our IC success.
All right, excellent. And I've actually got one, maybe two programs on there, so I would encourage everybody to check out George's opportunity there, and there's probably going to be other questions there. So, all right, so who is this? Paul Van,
yeah.
He's next? No, actually, you, Massey, but go ahead, Paul, we'll do you, and then we'll come back to you. So,
okay,
Paul,
great.
What's new and exciting in your business?
What's new and exciting in my business is that I'm in the fourth week of a Platinum Speaker Coaching Program. So I have different students from around the country, and we're listening via teleconference. So I record all the calls. The students, of course, have workbooks, and what I'm doing is growing other speakers. New speakers are getting a foothold in the industry because I'm teaching them how to establish their business. A real business is not a hobby. And for seasoned speakers like myself, I'm showing them different ways to generate more revenue as professional speakers. And then, of course, I did, in fact, mention my television show is going to be called Paul Van Live, and I'm in the process of producing that, and it's going to actually be a live feed, and it starts on April the 1st. And I'll be providing you with more information on that. It's going to be an entertaining show to help people who are having tough economic times right now and motivating and inspiring people to understand that they can overcome these obstacles. So I provide the strategies, the tools, and the techniques to help them in that process. So that's coming very soon. And thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to mention this.
No problem. Excellent. So there's a lot of talented people here. You, Massey. What's
yes,
new and
Ken.
Exciting in your business?
The main exciting thing that we have done is we have launched a new product called Communication DNA, and we have a website for it, www.communicationdna.com. This is a 2-minute, 12-question profiling tool that will tell you how you wish to be communicated with. And so what we're trying to do is in the medium term build a viral marketing strategy around this. We've also have some other communication DNA tools in the pipeline that are more specific to helping people align what their product wants or desires are to who they are. But the whole idea of communication DNA is to, you know, if you're a business, is you could get your customers doing it, then you'll know how they wish to be communicated with, what some of their goals and desires are, and then you can tailor your marketing strategies to that. We're still building some of the back-end technology, but we have got a lot of people doing this every day, and the good thing is it doesn't cost anything for a person to come on our website and use it. We do have a licensing fee if you want to access, as a business, all of the data to, you know, pull that together and customize your communications. But it is a free tool for people to take.
All right. Uh-huh. So is there any – thank you very much, you. And I've taken it, and I've actually taken his entrepreneurial DNA. And so I know more about myself, and if you know more about yourself, then that helps you be better and more efficient, more productive in your life. So you, thank you. Now, everybody's introduced themselves, talked about who they are and what they do. We've also talked about what's new and exciting. So I want to open it up and see who had something that was said that they really liked and want more information about, or who just wants to learn more about the people that are on the call. Who has questions or comments based on what was shared?
Paul Van here. I think George, he has a webinar. It's coming up on the 19th, correct?
Oh, that's correct.
Yeah. I'd like to look at that on that at noon on the 19th, right? Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Just go to moremoneybygeorge.com and register. It's free.
Okay. And also, I believe there's one with diversity. Since I'm in the workforce diversity, I'd like to obtain more information on that as well.
All right. Yeah.
This is Chip Harris.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
And the website is, and I'm showing it on the screen right now, is diversityitn.com. That's diversityitn.com.
Okay.
All right. Making connections. I love it. 600 last year. I think this year we've about 100 so far this year. So, all right. What other questions or comments people have before we go to our next question? Now, I would say that. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, this is Robert. Rodney, do you know Michael Blake?
Michael Blake? No, I don't. Who's Michael?
One of the things he does is he has a nonprofit called Startup Lounge, and he and a guy named Scott. And so you should actually send a mail, because since you're doing the event for raising capital, he does a free event where he brings angel investors and entrepreneurs together and helps raise capital for them. So, and he also has a podcast and some other things that support entrepreneurs through the through his Startup Lounge website.
Okay, I'll definitely look him up. I appreciate that.
Sure.
Yeah, this is Bishop Harris again.
Go ahead.
Yes, since you are the one of the illustrious members of our board of directors, I really appreciate all that you've done, and I guess being Mr. Grand Central Station, connecting everybody up, not just from New York, but also all over the U.S., the globe for that part. I did have some questions that probably... since Paul also inquired of DITN, it seemed like he's in the area of diversity. He had mentioned also dealing with, I'm an author as well, more in the area of history and in many other areas, but I'd like to know a little bit more about his organization. And also he had mentioned, as far as Rodney Sampson, dealing with the E-Factory online communications, we're working with TAG here in the state of Georgia, and that's the Technology Association of Georgia, working with them to create internet clouds so we can really bring on some STEM projects of connecting many universities together. So maybe we could work and discuss how they may need to incorporate some of the things that we're doing. Hugh Massey, I have to let you know, Hugh, that we're about in the phase of getting all of our employees for those tests to make sure the personality profiles can be done. And I know, George, you're probably getting ready for CEO space, so on the... I don't know if you're going to mention that or not, but I know, I guess if you're going to look at glue life, it's going to hold us together, Robert. I guess I will definitely look at everybody's website, reassess who we are now, and see how we can integrate as much as possible, you know, through our networks because of Ken's diligence, how we can assist one another.
Okay. Now, did you have a specific question for Paul? About his organization, so Paul can answer it?
Well, the question his program, how is it being launched? Will it be on IPTV? Does he have a part of another network? How is that being launched?
Primarily, I'm using a platform that's out there that provides live streaming, and it gives me the ability to actually operate it directly off of a laptop computer. And it will allow me to put in clips, and I can go live. For example, if there's some breaking news about something, I can break through the clip and go live and record right there on the spot. And as I'm doing that, it's being recorded, and I can upload that. So it provides a 24/7 linear approach to television. So people can literally watch it every day depending on what type of information I load on there.
Okay.
So it's pretty powerful. If, for example, if you were to do a clip, put it on YouTube, a quick capture, you could send that to me. I could upload that and have it up and running in a few seconds.
All right. Sounds great.
So it's going to be very, very nice, very entertaining as well.
All right. And, Bishop, did you have a question for somebody else? Cameron, was it Rodney? Or?
Rodney was looking at also new media development. How does he pretty much define the term new media from his perspective? Is that pretty much in the social network component only, or as he decides to link and bring, groups like in golf club community that was privileged an exclusive community, is that in a space to try to bring these people to the forefront and broaden their horizons as well to go against the racial barriers, because a lot of our programming will also, especially in area education, will address the fact that so much of America's history itself has never been taught, and our cultural ignorance is so profound that it may also impair most Americans from competing in the global community, not knowing much about other cultures around the world, even their own. So when we look at, in the segregation based on the economics, and oftentimes those communities that was once barred from others' participation, is he saying that they found a way to make these links now and step out into a whole other space than than what we had previously?
Well, I appreciate y'all all your comments. Definitely a loaded question. I'll just speak from personal experience and personal power. It's kind of been in hindsight, but also in looking forward. There's no question that this country and other cultures have dealt with barriers related to diversity and access to capital and access to ideas and access to platforms and those ceilings, we call them ceilings, have definitely been broken, and I think technology and innovation has definitely played a major role in that. And particularly for young people, exposure to information at an early age. The earlier you are exposed to information and the earlier you begin to build your network, my partner Audrey, who will be at the event on April the 2nd, lives in the Netherlands. He says, the chairman of ExxonMobil is a good buddy of his. Well, if he tried to meet him today, he probably couldn't meet him. But because they've known each other for 50 years, there's kind of some relational glue there that allows them to have a relationship that goes beyond the formalities of the boardroom and the management structure at their respective companies. So in dealing with groups who have not had access, you have to start building your network as early as possible, and you have to get access to the network, you have to be willing to invest not just in yourself but in those platforms, and then make sure you get the information and also be open to the other cultures or the other differences that you are connecting with. So I've made it my personal passion to use technology and new media, sometimes more from a subtle perspective, even though I'm not an external voice for diversity and inclusion. Every venture that I've been involved with is a part of the DNA of that venture, is to allow some group that has not had an opportunity or access to gain that. So on the new media front, I was a co-founder of a company called Multicast Media Technologies in 1999 and 2000, and one of our quote-unquote diversity projects was called StreamingFaith.com. And Streaming faith.com, which is basically, you know, linking churches who had never been exposed to this type of internet broadcasting technology and giving them access to the platform. So that's one example. Today, we have a company called Mobile Currency, which in essence is building and partnering with companies who develop applications in the mobile sphere, which involves, you know, delivery of premium content, mobile marketing, also mobile giving, which is allowing, you know, micro giving via the cell phone. So all of those platforms are available, and now we're making them available once again to organizations that don't even know they exist, so let alone want access. You can't want access to something that you don't know that exists. So with that, and then close with eFactor, I just reiterate, most of us know if you've ever had a business and you're trying to raise capital, you're only going to raise capital from your, you know, if you're a startup and this is your first business or second business, and depending on your social economic structure, you can only raise so much, you know, seed capital or family and friends capital. At a certain point, you're going to have to get outside of your network and meet some people who can really give you some real resources to really grow your business. Well, it's not just going to happen by osmosis. You've got to be able to connect with the right people, and then they have to be in an environment where they don't feel like you kind of jumping on them, or, you know, they like you just rushing them in essence and, hey, will you invest in my company? And we believe that private clubs and private business clubs and, you know, golf clubs and athletic clubs are newer to that benefit. If you're there and you're using those resources, then you form relationships naturally and you get the opportunity to talk about your business idea and your business plan from an authentic perspective, more so than, you know, we're opening the gates of a company for a day, which happens so many times at these diversity conferences, and we're going to have our diversity team there, and you're going to have 500, you know, minority-owned businesses that show up all trying to get a diversity contract that day. Well, there's no authentic relationship that's being formed. The only basis of the relationship is you're a minority company and I work in a diversity department. I really can't make a decision, but I'm going to let you today. So, you know, I try to use the God-given talents, resources, and relationships that I have to break down barriers for all people, and not just so that they could be included at the table and then go back and divide themselves, but so that the inclusion can be cross-pollinated across, you know, all different levels of platforms. So, Bishop, I hope I answered your question and brought, you know, a little bit more clarity to why I exist.
Sounds great, and also Streaming Faith, I am familiar with that as well, so yeah. That's great. Thanks for that elaboration. Very, very, very helpful.
And I would like to follow up with you on the tag and those spaces that they're connecting over the Internet. We did create a private community for Cambridge University in the United Kingdom,
okay,
in which they have access to our proprietary social networking platform and everything that comes with it. And they have access to the general population of eFactor members, but eFactor members do not have access to the Cambridge pool unless you are like a Cambridge student or Cambridge alumni in their business and entrepreneurship school. So we'd love the opportunity to meet with you and Tag to, you know, discuss the synergies.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, then. So we got some connections going on. And I would have to thank you. If it wasn't for you, Massey, he told me a little bit about eFactor, and that's how I got involved with eFactor. I'm also with the OHM as an advisor, so thank you, Rodney, for the opportunity to help you guys out. I'm doing a sales blog now, so what other questions? Because you might want to take advantage of this. There's like 700,000 people in eFactor. You might want to talk to Rodney about offering some service, maybe communication DNA or whatever.
I think I've had a lot of discussions last year with Marion Friesen,
sure,
who's based in the Netherlands, and, you know, I would like to leverage the network. I believe in what she's doing. I think we weren't ready last year to fully capitalize on it. I think we probably are now.
Okay.
And communication DNA, really, I think, is one area in the business DNA. There's probably a couple of areas where we could, you know, would be good entry points with eFactor.
Where are you based at?
In Atlanta.
In Atlanta, okay. She'll be here for the April 2nd event, so why don't we sync up at the event and then go
from
there?
Yeah. She's going to be here on April 2nd?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I love it, making connections.
What time of the day is the event on?
I believe it's at 6 o'clock.
At night?
Yes.
And I'm actually showing it on online right now, the website. It's in Norcross Oakbrook Drive, Thursday, April 2nd, from 6 to 9. And the title is eFactor Presents Financing Startups from Loans and Grants to Angels in D.C.
Yep.
And just to let you know, we charge $40 for basic members, but if you upgrade to the knowledge class for $15 a month, you get access to all of the events from that point on free. So it's really a better value if you become what we call a knowledge class member. All of that is explained right there on the site. And also my goal with this event is to really make it transparent. I mean, it's really difficult to have an event. Stop right there. I see something. It's really difficult to have an event in this economy. We're talking about raising capital, but I think now, what's her name from the SBA? Miss Dennison?
Yeah, I'll bring her up here.
Yeah.
Terry Dennison.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to have some questions for Terry Dennison, I guess, with that announcement yesterday about the $15 billion towards, kind of loosening up these small business lending market. So it's amazing that she'll be there, because I'm sure she'll get a lot of questions about how that process will work and what does that mean, for the small business owner.
Okay. All right, then. Who else has questions? Thank you, Rodney. Thank you. Who else has questions, comments based on what we shared so far? Going once, going twice, going three times. I wanted to open up the opportunity for us to talk a little bit about social media, and because we've got a few people that are active in this. I want to just get it started a little bit and have a quick discussion, not too long, and want to find out what you guys are doing on it. And with that, and there might be some new things that people don't know about it that I want to talk about. Well, in terms of new media, I did a presentation called Using New Media to Improve Profitability and Sales, and the traditional communications is like the first call appointment, the face-to-face stuff, the telemarketing, the cold calls, direct dial, emails. And you got the newsletter that goes out, the advertising on TV and radio newspapers, and you got the seminars and the networking, and then if you say you build a website, they'll come, right? But that's all interruption marketing. If you call somebody, they got caller ID, do not call list, you're making cold calls, you're walking up on companies, businesses, there's no soliciting sign. And if you put a postcard, a letter, good luck, because you only probably get 1 or 2% return on investment there, if that. And then you've got the email, you can't spam that. You can't email people nowadays. And so you've got all this advertising, that's interruption marketing. We're going to interrupt you. We're going to tell you about our story. We're going to sell you on what we're doing. And that doesn't work anymore. I mean, with TV, you got TiVo. With radio, there's the advertising radio. People don't listen to the radio for the ads. They don't read newspapers for the ads. So people are they're getting bombarded with 300 to 3,000 messages daily and tuning out. So you've got to figure out a new way of doing things. And we call that, this is the old style. It's push marketing. It's inbound marketing. It's interrupting you on what you're trying to do. The new approach is new media. It's permission marketing, pull marketing, inbound marketing. And the key is to attract new clients. And you do that through podcasting and blogging and understanding how to search engine optimization, how do people RSS that subscribing to your new content when it's updated, whether it's a podcast, blog, or article, or on your website. And it's giving free tools and trials. It's doing, like I do a lot, online first calls and networking and social networks. We talked about eFactor. I've created one on my business community. It's viral marketing. It's the news releases and articles, and it's wikis and gadgets and all that stuff. So what it is, it's search interest marketing. If you're not
searchable on Google or the websites, then you're not going to be found by the people looking for you. So it's critical. And so I'm going to stop here and just ask people the question, how are you using new media, social media, or technology in your business? And keep it to around 60 seconds, and then we'll have a little discussion about what that means and how we can help each other there. So the question is, how are you using the web, or how are you using new media or social media in your business, and what have been your results? So with that, Robert?
Yes. A lot of what we're doing around social media, we do a lot of things around social media. One of the things that we're doing is Twitter. We're very involved in Twitter, both following people and having people follow us. And the amount of people that we've met serendipitously through Twitter with just talking about what we're doing and finding out what other people are doing has been amazing. So that's one of many avenues in which we're using social media.
And Robert introduced me to Twitter, so thank you, Robert. So I'm on Twitter now. We've got, I think, 900 people following me. So that's good. So, Rodney, how are you using technology or new media, social media in your business?
Sure. Well, absolutely. Well, of course, the E-Factor, I mean, the platform itself is a social tool. But personally, what I'm starting to do actually is, you know, like, for instance, on my RodneySampson.com, you'll see where my Web 2.0 everywhere, where I'm pretty much have a profile on most of the most popular, you know, social Web 2.0 platforms. What I'm finding out personally now is, you know, everybody was just really going way out and just aggregating as many members as possible on their platforms. But now I'm moving back into actually getting rid of some folks. I'm really moving back into authentic relationships on my platforms. Like, for instance, with Twitter, I'll send out a message and basically say, you know, if you're not into me and my personal passions, then don't follow me anymore. Because I really want people who are into what I am into to follow me. And I'm only following people that I am interested in following. Where at first, I was just connecting to everybody. Same thing on LinkedIn, Blackbook, Facebook. Now I don't just accept everybody's friendship. I want to know how we connected. Are you, you know, you're part of my network? Because I wanted to be more authentic rather than just accumulating like another email list again, and then ultimately we get into the, you know, it's not canned spam on the email, it's some version of canned spam on the social networking tools, which is bound to happen when people start, you know, generating thousands and hundreds of thousands of members on these tools. So now for me this year, it's really to use these tools but really have more of authentic relationships and real people that I'm connected with. So when I reach out to you, I know that you're going to at least listen to it and have some insight, even if you're just sending up a quick prayer for me. So that's my take on it.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So you're scaling it down. Who's next? Bishop Harris, how are you using technology or new media and social media?
Well, right now, since we are really creating a base of for global communications and also looking at how we can impact and infiltrate countries whose social infrastructure and is not there, how we can also penetrate their markets and assist their population, at being that the governments oftentimes have neglected the population and left them to diverse poverty, and like in Haiti and many African countries as well. What I've done, I've waited while studying all the platforms to wait for our branding company so that when we do expand outward, we will have a communication in all of our touch points that are consistent with our brand. And so we're looking and studying the pathways that are being laid out, because with so many tools that are available and mechanisms for distribution, you know, we got to find the best strategy. And also, if you get on social networks, you can spend your entire lifetime just reading emails, being inundated with so many contacts. So you have to qualify, and right now I'm looking at the most effective way to use my time as running a corporation rather than spending all the time looking, per se, at a correspondent. So we're just developing a strategy for that. and looking at the new platforms that are out there, and then also what would be the most strategic plan that we will develop to enter the market with our brand so that we can expand in all areas in a uniform method, at the same time a method that is most effective to convey what we want to do, you know, in the global sphere of things.
Okay, so we have, thank you, Bishop, we have like 10 minutes left, so I want to get to this question and ask one other question. That question will be, tell us something we don't know, one of my favorite questions, so hopefully we can get to that. So, George, what's going on? How are you using the web?
Well, I'm doing all kinds of stuff. I'm working on just released a new press release that went out this morning. Trying to figure out this Google AdWords stuff and try to get the best keywords and just starting to hyper slingshot into the social media with our new market we're calling IC Traffic to help drive people from, you know, all the stuff from press releases to articles to Q-alias to Facebook, Twitter, you know, the whole gamut. So I'm just kind of get absorbed in that avalanche of knowledge.
All right. And you, Massey, how are you using the web or new media, social media in your business, you?
We've been using a number of techniques, blogs, and I write a blog, and I get that put onto other people's websites, so we have some strategic alliances where my blog's also, so not only are they on our site, but they're on other people's sites, so that increases the hit rates. Podcasts I've found have been quite successful, people picking those up. Also, LinkedIn is something that we've used a lot more recently, and we've even had people, you know, clicking on my profile there and even purchasing services, you know, from having made that connection. So that's quite good. There's a lot I think you can do with LinkedIn. I think it's just a matter of having the time to do all of these things. That's really the key.
Okay, this is great because, yeah, you have to run a business. It's important in your money hours that you're in contact with your clients and strategic partners and prospects, and so you still got to make money and make sales. So I generally do my stuff in the evening, maybe during lunchtime, and definitely on the weekend. So, all right, thank you. You, Paul, you've got a show, you've got an internet radio show. How are you using the web, and what's been your success?
Thanks, Kenneth, for asking. And I do use a gamut of things. When I started speaking professionally in 2002, I asked a gentleman in Los Angeles. I saw him at a marketing conference with Dottie Walters. And I asked him what would it cost to build me a website? And he said, well, it costs you $10,000. Kenneth, at that point, I learned how to build websites.
He just asked him like for a benefit sandwich.
Yes. And I learned how to link sites. I also learned the keyword searches. I learned everything. And I actually had number one ranking in Google for a long period of time for speakers and authors. And what I've done now is just, when you look at the site, I have different links. I have the Twitter. I have the Blog Talk Radio, which is an excellent platform, interviewing guests. And now what I'm finding out for success is that now people are contacting me to interview me. And about a week ago, I received a call from Oprah Radio and Dr. Maya Angelou. She interviewed me. And so now people are actually finding me. Twitter is great because it's real time. I've built some great relations there. Speaker site is another great one. I'm in the process right now of working with a lady, and they're putting together a program that we'll be doing some work out of Saudi Arabia. So there are a lot of opportunities to network. I'm using every platform, MySpace, LinkedIn. LinkedIn may very well be the most effective one, but again, it's all based on the amount of time that you invest in working that network, but it gives you the best real-time, I think, return. And being in the speaking profession, you have to always be marketing anyway, so these social marketing, social online networks are very effective tools for what I do, and it gets my message out for really pennies on the dollar. So I'm seeing a lot of success with it myself.
All right, I want to ask you a quick question, and if you can answer it as quickly as possible. So what do you tie your success
into what you're doing on the new media stuff, the social media. What's the key thing that we can learn from you on what you've done, and why have you been so successful?
I think it's been in motion. It's been consistent. It's almost, when you initially start, you don't seem as though you're getting the response that you want, but it's still working because it's viral. And I send out an e-zine twice a month, and I send it to my database, and it keeps growing and growing and growing. And then I market other people, because I also do work in the nonprofit arena as well. So of late, what has happened, and a lot of it is because of the social marketing, I've joined a collaborative here in the state of Maryland near the D.C. area, and we're partnering together 15 to 20 nonprofits so that we can help turn the economy around here in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area. And a lot of that has been done through the social networking and social marketing and people networking. And I also work on a lot of working groups. So I'm working for the governor of Maryland, Governor O'Malley. So I go to Annapolis, Maryland. I talk to legislatures to try to move initiatives, for example, for education, because we're trying to improve. Maryland has the top education program in the country, but they want to be the top in the world. There's to move that forward, and a lot of this we're doing through social networking and marketing itself.
Okay. All right. Well,
and
we got
those connections have helped me.
Yeah, we got 5 minutes left, and I always like to ask this favorite question, and maybe we can do that. And then the question, there's two questions I'm going to ask. I mean, it's going to get a little hairy. One is, tell us something we don't know. That is a business fact or prediction based on your industry. So tell us something we don't know, a business fact or prediction based on the industry. But you know what, first of all, I know I always ask people at the end of the question if anybody had questions or comments. I should probably do that. So who has questions or comments based on what we share? Some really great information about how they're using the web, the social media, new media. So if anybody has questions or comments based on what we share?
I did make a brief comment. This is Bishop Harris again. We will be using the web. We are uniting African to Eastern Caribbean islands as well as American citizens in an international church conference in Atlanta in October. And we're using Facebook as a means to establish a land and language bridge between the French and the English and Spanish-speaking people to establish relationships prior to the conference. And that's the news for us. So we're experiencing in that area as well.
Okay. And Robert?
Yes, I just wanted to say another company I have is called CyberNet Kids. And what we do is we actually teach kids skills for the 21st century. We teach them website creation, Internet research, and programming, website programming, PHP and MySQL. And we do that through in-school programs, after-school programs, and summer programs. And we've had a lot of success with that, and we're also going to be rolling out an entrepreneurship curriculum with that. So there's a lot of people on the call that are doing educational stuff, so I'd like to connect with you guys about what we're doing with CyberNet Kids.
Sounds exciting.
Okay. All right, then. Who else has a question or comments based on what we shared about the web and new media? Who else? Going once, going twice? Okay. What I want to do, I'm going to take back the question because we're going to wrap up here. But I do want to ask the question as we're going out is how we can help you. Yeah, how can we help you? And so what I want everybody to do is when we wrap this up, please give your name your company, and answer the question how we can help you, and also what connections you made today. I think we have real powerful connections, so I want to ask that question. How can we help you today? And then if I don't have your contact information, and I think Rodney, well, if everybody can send a brief email with their name, website, how you want to be defined, because I sent out a contact list of the people that are on this call, it will be helpful. So your name, your company, email address, your websites, whatever websites you want me to put on the list, and the number. And if you want to provide that information as we wrap up here, that's fine too. So the question is, how can we help you? What connections did you make? And you can give your contact information. So with that, Robert, you're first.
Sure.
For Blue Life, anybody that knows of people that are fed up with their web master and want to actually be able to extend their web by adding all sorts of things like blogs and tag clouds and things very easily, then send them my way. We also offer a referral fee and for the website starter kit. The other thing is that if you know of any schools or nonprofit organizations that are looking to teach their kids techniques and technology for the skills for the 21st century, then also love to talk with you.
What connections did you make today? Who do you want to intend on following up with?
Pretty much everybody. there's something that you know, Rodney, Bishop Harris, George, Hugh, you know, everybody on the call has been doing things that I'm interested in.
Okay. All right. Rodney, you're a neophyte. You're a rookie on this call. So please give your name and your website. And
very good. Once again, name is RodneySampson.com, RodneySampson.com. And the focus of today is definitely eFactor, which is global network for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. I would like everybody to join, and I would like, you know, even from this group today, everybody listening and everybody protecting, to join for free, complete your profile, and just as you link up or network on the other platforms, to begin to do that with other business owners at eFactor, like your honest feedback about the platform as well, and you know, to build a network overnight. If you invite 12 people each week to join that network and they do it, you know, you can build a relevant network. So just hopefully you will do that. And everybody in Atlanta, hope to see you on April the 2nd. All of the details for our event on financing for startups and small businesses is on the site, eFactor, www.eFactor.com. As far as networking today, I definitely, one gentleman referred, and forgive me for not remembering your name, but referred Michael Blake from Startup Lounge. Who was that? Because I want to know who.
That's Robert Joseph.
Okay, Robert, I really want to thank you for that information. I'm going to look up Michael. And then, of course, Bishop Harris, definitely some synergies there. Would love to talk about the tag and maybe connect. And one of the things I didn't share is I actually serve as a general overseer in a denomination, Full Gospel Baptist. And so there's some synergies from faith to technology, et cetera, that I share with you. We'll definitely make sure that DNA Behavior, that you reconnect with Marion here in Atlanta so you can continue that conversation. And then, Paul, do you know Patricia Russell McLeod?
I do. Yeah, she gives you the A to Z presentation. I met her in Cleveland in 2002 at George Frazier's Power Networking Conference. She's out of sight.
There you go. George is a buddy of mine as well. Follow up with Patricia, because she's a little bit slow in embracing the social media, but she's looking to do some things out of the box now. And one of the things that we're doing for her is creating a mobile, a premium content mobile program where she can send out premium daily texts to her audience on a subscription basis. It's a little different from Twitter, but she's looking at that. So maybe we can talk about that. So that's my take home as far as connecting today and connecting the dots.
Okay. All right, so what do you like about this? This is the first time for you, Rodney.
I like it. You know, I think that's what we have to do in this economy. You know, you got to get out of your comfort zone and connect with people that you don't know, or reconnect with people that you know, so they can understand specifically what you're working on right now. Because, you know, once you develop a brand out there in media or in the space, we tend to get stuck. And you'll meet somebody that you met 5 years ago, and they'll be asking you about a project that it was successful for you, but you moved on, and they still think you're there. And I think in this economy, we have to use these social networking tools and then our relational tools to let people know that, hey, I did that, but I'm doing this now, and this is how we can work together today. And so I love it.
Okay, and we're happy to have you on. Don't be a stranger. You've got to come back.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And let me see, Bishop Harris. I know we're out of time, but please hold on. We'll wrap this up real quick. Bishop Harris,
yes.
What did you get out of this?
Yes, in short, I would definitely like to contact everyone, and as a presiding bishop now for over 30 years over churches, it is also my primary focus of international ministries and education. I'm also a civil rights leader and an author, written many books, and I just want to just mention real quick that on the 27th and 28th of this month in Monroe, Georgia, I'm on a board of directors for a civil rights organization as well as president of my own. And we will have the Justice Department FBI representative appointed by Obama to come to broker a relationship to solve some of the lynching that are taking place here in the South. And I'm the moderator for that particular host event, rather, and it's going to be in Monroe, Georgia on the 27th and 28th. The new director of the FBI will actually be here to follow up on some cases that were addressed back in 1946 to bring closure and some healing to these communities concerning race relationships. So anyone know information about that as well, please get in contact with me. I need more information on that. But I will definitely contact everyone that was on today. This was the 100%er day. I'm going to say, Ken, everyone that was on, I've either contacted before, definitely will contact, you know, in the future as well. So it's been great.
And what's that website, Bishop, for DITN?
It's diversityitn.com. That's igloocomnancyitn.com.
All right. And make sure everybody sends their email of the websites that they want and the phone number, email, et cetera. Thank you, Bishop.
Thank you.
Who is next? George Ishii.
Well, thank you very much, guys. This is really good. Clarence, Bishop Harris, great to hear your voice again. We need to recircle the wagons and catch up and see what we can do to help you. A lot of good stuff on it. What I'd like people to do is just go to our plumtreemarketing.com and click on the link that says turn cold leads into hot leads and hot leads into sales and give me some feedback. I'd appreciate that. Other than that, if you know folks that are looking for work, we're trying to get people back to work. It's a pretty innovative model, and I just kind of got mad that this thing's all happening, and I put a stake in the ground, and I'm going after to try to get people back to work. So if you know folks, just send them to moremoneybygeorge.com and let them register for our webinar. We've got I'm building a turnkey program that just about anybody can get back to work pretty quickly and make $3,000 to $5,000 in the first month. So we're serious about it. So that's my tune.
All right, then. Thank you. You, Massey. You?
Yes, Ken. I think the main point that most people don't realize is the cost of a bad hire in your business, and that, you know, even for the lowest level paid person, it'll cost you probably three times their salary costs for a hire. And that's someone, you know, in the $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 area. If they are $100,000 plus, it can be up to 10 times the salary costs when you take into account, you know, lost sales, retraining, rehiring costs, the whole absorbed cost of it. So, you know, the hiring decisions are very, very important in a business, and we can't spend enough time on that, and often we invest actually very little in getting that part right. So that's the main, you know, sort of business fact. I've enjoyed meeting everybody, you know, today. There's a couple I've met before. And I want to, you know, keep in contact, I think, with everybody. And I appreciate the interest that's shown, you know, in our service. So we're here to help. And I'd also like to go along and reconnect with the E-Factor.
Okay, excellent. We'll make that happen.
And our website, again, is www.dnabehavior.com, or the Business DNA is www.businessdnaresources.com. And, Ken, I just sent you an email with the details.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you. Paul, last but not least. Paul.
Yes.
Lawrence, Dan.
Yes. Glad to be here. First of all, I felt a lot of synergy in listening to everyone today. I think this is an outstanding platform and format, and it's kind of talking, going back to what everyone has said. The key today in these challenging economic times is collaboration. If you're effective at collaborating, you will succeed. When many businesses around you are folding, you'll be thriving. You can increase your fees. For example, as a speaker right now, I'm increasing my fees because people need what I have. They have downsizing, they have turnarounds, people losing their jobs. So it's a great time to go in and reinvigorate these businesses. I believe everyone who is online today can, in fact, do that, and we can become stronger through our collaborations. And I think today I'll be in contact with everyone. I'll be providing my information, and my website is www.paullawrencevan.com. And, of course, Kenneth, I'll forward the information to you. And I want to thank you for hosting this outstanding conference here today.
No, no problem. E3C stands for Entrepreneurship, Empowerment, and Evolution. And C stands for Connect, Collaborate, and Create. So this is what it's all about. It's one of my passions. This is what I love to do. So, Paul, you're new to this, and Rodney, you're also new to it. So thank you for being on the show. And don't be a stranger. Come back and bring somebody else with you. So this is what
we'll
it's all
that.
About. All right, then. Thank you so very much for your active participation. Definitely get your information in so I can put all this stuff together. Because it's just me typing this stuff up and cutting and pasting, so it makes it easier. It takes about an hour or so for me to get this to you, this show. It has been recorded. I will send you the link or the email that you can download it, and then I'll put it on the website probably within the next 24, 48 hours. So, again, thank you so very much. Have a great Tuesday. Have a great week. And we'll talk next Tuesday. Take care.
Okay, will do. Thank you. Have a great week.
Shalom, everyone.
That's it.